利路亚，大家平安。
Hallelujah, may the peace of the Lord be with our brothers and sisters.
今天下午我们的讲题是爱是不求自己的益处。
In the afternoon worship, the topic for mutual encouragement is love does not seek its own.
看哥林多前书。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians.
13章。
Chapter 13.
第四节。
Verse
4. 13章的四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈，爱是不嫉妒，爱是不张狂。
Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up.
第五节，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处。
Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Think no evil.
保罗在陈明爱的时候，他讲的不是人间的爱。
When Paul explains about love, this is not the kind of love that is in this world.
真正的爱是从神来的。
True love comes from God.
这个叫做圣洁的爱。
It's called the holy love.
人的爱都是不完全。
The love of man is never perfect.
所以人的爱很短暂。
Therefore, the love of man is always temporary.
人的爱也有很多副作用。
And the love of man always brings about side effects.
人的爱是以自己为中心。
And the love of man is always self-centered.
但是神的爱是以神为中心。
But the love of God is always God-centered.
还有以帮助别人为主。
And it's also to be used to help others.
那这里说爱呢，我们今天学习这一点叫做不求自己的益处。
And the love that we are learning today is about love that does not seek its own.
人天生的本性是自私的。
It's a human nature to be selfish.
因为在罪的影响之下，每个人都变得自私。
Under the influence of sin,That we all become selfish.
都要为自己的利益来着想。
That we fight for our own benefit.
虽然有时候我们也有爱。
Even at some point we may have love for others.
但是人的爱其实还蛮自私的。
But then the love of man is always ever so selfish.
打一个比喻。
Take for instance.
有人说我爱鱼。
Some people may say I love fish.
就是你喜欢这个食物哈。
It means that you like to eat fish.
那你爱鱼是什么爱鱼呢？
But how do you love this fish?
有人说我爱鱼，因为我是喜欢吃鱼啊。
The reason why I love fish because I love to eat them.
那为什么你喜欢吃鱼呢？
And why do you love to eat fish?
因为你吃了之后自己会觉得很愉快，很舒服。
Because after eating this fish, you will feel good about yourself.
所以你说你爱鱼，到底你真的是爱鱼，还是真的爱自己？
But when you're saying that you actually you love this fish, are you actually saying that you love the fish that you eat?
所以人的爱啊，常都是因为这个东西带来我一点的好处，所以我爱。
Therefore, human love is always about how, what kind of benefits that brings about you before you love it.
如果这样事情或者这个人对我一点好处都没有
，If this person or this matter never brings about any benefit to you，
或是做这件事情对你一点利益都没有
，Or if there's no good results that will end up with you.
那你真的会继续去做这件事吗？
Will you ever continue to do this thing?
那一般来说，人都不会做对自己没有利益的事情。
In general, people never do things that will not benefit them.
我们可以把人分成三种。
We could divide people with into three groups of people.
第一种人。
One of which.
他只求自己的益处。
That this group of people always seek their own benefit.
不求别人的益处。
They will never look after the benefits of others.
这种人很多。
And these people are quite multitude.
这种人叫做自私的人。
And these are the group of people who are selfish.
大家都不喜欢碰到这种的人。
And people hate to come across selfish people.
如果你很不幸，你家里的人有人是这样的。
Unfortunately, if you have a selfish family member,
或者是你的配偶是这样的。
Or take for instance, your spouse is selfish.
那你会蛮痛苦的。
You will be painful.
因为他只顾自己的益处。
Because he or she will only care about his or her own benefit.
他不管你的感受。
And he will not care about your feeling.
第二种人。
And second group of people.
好很多。
It's a bit better.
他求自己的益处的同时，也在求别人的益处。
As he was seeking for his own benefit, he is also seeking for the benefit of others.
你帮我，我也帮你。
If you help me, I will help you.
有来有往。
And there is exchanges of help.
你对我好，所以我也要对你好。
And because you are showing good terms to me, I will do likewise to you.
大家的利益都得到满足。
And the benefits of each party is fulfilled.
尤其是做生意的商人。
Especially when it comes to business relationship.
你赚人家的钱，你也给人家赚你的钱。
If you are making money out of others, in the same way, you need to pay back.
这个交易大家都有利益的，这样才做得持久。
And this kind of trade, has to be in an equal status in order to learn, last long.
所有利益你自己拿，别人拿不到，那就没有生意做了。
If you are the sole benefiter, of this, trade, then, such a trade will not continue.
所以人间的商业或者是关系，很多都建立在利益的平衡上面。
Therefore, when you look at the relationship and also business relationship that we have in this world, people always base on benefit.
一平衡了就比较稳定。
If the benefit is mutual and equal, then it will last long.
但是同样也代表说，有一天这个利益你得不到满足了，或者是利益分配的不均衡了，那就会有冲突了。
In the same token, if one day, this level of benefit cannot be, fully fulfilled,
因为大家说强调一定要公平。
Because everyone stresses equality.
但是这个世界没有完全绝对的公平。
But in this world, there's never equality.
那第三种人。
And third group of people.
就是不求自己的益处。
They are the people who never seek for their own benefit.
他常常想到别人的益处。
They always think about the benefits of others.
这种人很少。
These people are just a handful of them.
除非是受到神的爱的感动。
Unless they are touched by the love of God.
他能够有办法去这样做。
And he can do so.
甚至别人对他不好。
Or even at a point where people mistreat him.
他还是要去求别人的益处。
And he is still pursuing after the benefit of others.
这种人不多。
These people are just a handful.
也不容易做得到。
And it's very difficult to attain.
但是如果你家里有一个肯这样付出的人。
But in your family, if there's a member who are willing to do that just for you,
哇，你会发觉这个家庭会因为他而不一样。
You will discover that this family will very, be very different.
那你仔细看这种人的结局。
And if you take a close look on the consequence of these people,
表面上他吃亏吃了很多。
On the appearance, it seems that they're of disadvantage.
但是后来你看，其实他得到神更大的祝福。
But if you look carefully, he received a lot of benefit from.
这种就叫做神的爱。
And this is called the love of God.
因为只有神才会不求自己的益处，求别人的益处。
Because it's only God, himself only seek after the benefits of others.
那这种爱呢，是从神来的。
And this kind of love is from God.
只有神才会这样做。
Only God will do this way.
我们看罗马书。
Please turn to Book of Romans.
罗马书的第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第六节。
Verse 6.
罗马书五章的第六节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 6.
因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。
For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly.
为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。
And for scarcely, for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die.
第八节。
Verse 8.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
神的爱就是不求自己的益处的爱。
The love of God never seek after his own benefit.
首先我们想到底神有没有需要来救我们人类。
Think about this first. Is there a necessity for God, to save us at all?
人类自己堕落犯罪要受审判是应该的，应得的。
As human, we sin, we choose to walk on a sinful, path. We deserve it.
神没有必要去救我们。
It's not necessary for God to save us.
就算他不救我们，他还是神。
Even to the point where he decide not to save us, he's still God after all.
这没有必要这样做。
And he did not, need to do that.
第二，救了我们，对他自己有什么好处？
And what is the benefit of him saving us?
也没有什么特别的好处。
There's no benefit at all.
因为一切都是神的。
Because everything belongs to God.
我们这些罪人悔改，对神来说没有增加他任何的利益。
And for all the sinners, repent and returning to God brings about no benefit or whatsoever to God.
所以对神没有好处。
And there's no benefits to God.
第三，你就算这些人回来了，神要付出什么代价？
And thirdly, for these people to return to Him, what kind of price that God has to pay?
哇，代价太大了。
The price is way too high.
用自己的生命。
That He has to spare His own life.
自己的流血。
And He has to shed His blood.
还要受苦。
And He has to suffer.
所以整理起来，神救我们， 没有必要，没有好处，要付出最大的代价。
And think about it this way: by saving us, brings about no benefit, no whatsoever to Him.
如果有人跟你建议有一个生意是没有必要做，不会赚钱，代价最大的，你会不会去做
？If there's a business proposition to you that there's no money that you can make out of this deal.
有人说，杀头的生意有人做，亏本的生意没人做。
And there are people saying that that if there is a trade that exchanges your head, there will be people who dare to do. But yet, if there's a business that will not bring about benefits or profits, nobody will do it.
因为全世界的人都在为利益而奋斗。
Because every single one in this world is fighting for benefit.
我去到南非。
And I went to South Africa.
看到那些同龄非常勇敢。
And I saw our members in the church are very brave.
不是说很勇敢传福音。
It's not being bold preaching the gospel.
很勇敢赚钱。
And they're very brave in making money.
我们都不敢去黑人区，他们都住在里面开店，还要住在店里面。
I think they're going to this area where mostly South African, but they yet they are bold enough to open a store in there.
好，我们说啊，如果你车子开进去了，轮子都被掏了，都开不出来。
If you were to drive a car in there, you'll be lucky to come out without wheels.
他们不怕。
They are not afraid of it.
他们里面有钱赚。
Because they saw the profits in it.
哇，一个姐妹在黑人区自己开一个店，雇一个店，晚上还睡在店里面。
And there was a sister who had a store in this area, this black area, where she sleeps at night in the store.
五六把锁把这个门锁住。
And there were five or six locks that she locked the door.
但是晚上黑人的抢匪从天上不是从天花板。弄一个洞下来去抢他。
But then the thieves actually came down from the skylight and robbed her.
他还是继续在那边开店。
And she still continued with her business.
因为有利益。
Because there was profit to make.
死都可以不怕。
And she's not afraid of death.
但是神呢？神叫我们没有任何的利益。
What about God? There's no benefit or anything else by saving us.
为什么他会这样做
？And why does God want to do this?
只有一个原因。
There's only one reason.
就是因为爱。
It is all because of His love for us.
这个爱的力量超过一切的力量。
The strength and the power of this love surpasses anything.
如果这个是你儿子，你会不会去救
？If this is your own son, will you save him?
虽然他很不乖。
Even though he did not behave.
他让你生气。
Even at the point he bring about anger to you.
他很不配你的拯救。
And he's not worthy of your saving.
但是因为你爱他。
But because you love him,
你就不会求自己的益处。
And you will not seek for your own.
两个多礼拜前的这个圣餐礼。
And 2 weeks ago, while we have the Holy Communion sacrament,
我自己很感动。
And I was very touched.
一边剥圣餐饼，一直眼泪一直流。
As I was breaking up this bread, I was shedding in tears.
我也看到很多弟兄姐妹唱赞美诗的时候也是很感动。
And I saw that many brothers and sisters were very touched when they were partaking.
真的，神太爱我们了。
Because love, God loves us so dearly.
只有被神的爱充满，才会做出不求自己益处的事情。
It is only when we are filled by the love of God can we do things that is not seeking for our own.
那为什么有必要在生活当中我们要把这种的爱去实行出来呢？
So why is there a need for us to practice on this kind of love?
因为只有爱才能够解决人间的冲突。
Because it is only love that can resolve all kinds of conflicts that we have between. Man and man.
为什么人有冲突
？Why do we have conflicts between people？
就是因为利益得不到平衡。
Because benefits can never be equal.
但是你怎么样弄才能把绝对的公平
？But how do you do that so that this thing will come to equal？
很困难。
It is very hard.
譬如说，我们打个比喻。
Take for instance.
现在有四个人。
There are four people.
现在有三个橘子。
And there are three oranges.
怎么样分
？How do you divide these oranges？
如果四个人四个橘子很好分吗
？It is very easy for you to divide four oranges between four people.
四个人三个橘子就很难分了。
But then, if there are three oranges, it will be hard to be divided between the four.
有人数学很好，说还是可以分的，几分之几，一个人怎么分很准的。
And some people may be good at math. There is a way they can curb this problem.
有人说这切起来也不完全。公平啊
！And some people may say, doesn't matter how you slice it or cut it, it will never be equal.
好，那怎么分比较好？四个人三个橘子。
So how do you divide among the four with this, these three oranges?
有人说也很简单。
And some people say, well, it's easy.
把三个橘子打成汁，分成四杯就好了。
So you can blend these three oranges into juice and divide into four cups.
这个是一个方法。
And there is one way of it.
但是有人说。 这个量仔细一点也没有完全一样。
But some people may say that, well, if you try to measure it in a very close way, it's never be the same.
有人说你被里面扎多一点，我那个里面被扎少一点。
Some may say that we have more orange in one than the other.
有人说哇，你那边好像甜一点，我那边没有那么甜。
And some people may say that, well, yours is sweeter than mine.
所以有绝对的公平吗？
Is there absolute equality here?
在利益的面前，没有绝对的公平。
Before benefits, there's nothing equal.
但是有时候有这种冲突怎么办？
So what do we do in times of conflicts like this?
尤其是亲人、弟兄姐妹之间。
Especially between brothers and sisters, as well as our family members.
有时候爱的人反而有冲突。
Sometimes the one that gives out love that create conflicts.
亲戚不来往，很多都是跟利益冲突有关系。
And there are a lot of relatives that never communicate with one another because there is a conflict of benefit.
好，圣经告诉我们怎么样来解决这些问题。
So the Bible tells us how to resolve this kind of problem.
就是爱。
The answer is love.
就是让步。
Is to give way.
我们看创世纪第十三章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 13.
第五节。
Verse 5.
创世纪十三章的第五节。
Genesis chapter 13, verse 5.
与亚伯兰同行的罗德也有牛群、羊群、帐篷。
Lot also, who went with Abram, had flocks and herds of tents.
那地容不下他们，因为他们的财物甚多，使他们不能同居啊。
Now the land was not able to support them, they might dwell together, for their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together.
第七节。
Verse 7.
当时迦南人与比利洗人在那地居住，亚伯兰的牧人与罗德的牧人相争。
And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. The Canaanites and Perizzites then dwelt in the land.
这段是记载人类历史当中的这个典型亲人面对利益冲突的一个例子。
And this is the very first example of a typical conflict between men.
这里是亚伯兰还有他的侄儿罗德。
Over here is Abraham and also his nephew Lot.
他们是很亲的。
And they're very close.
亚伯兰很照顾罗德。
Abraham took very good care of Lot.
因为罗德爸爸很年轻的时候。
Because when Lot's father died when he was very young,
所以罗德没有爸爸。
Therefore, Lot did not have father.
亚伯兰就照顾这个兄弟的儿子。
Abraham, as a father, he took care of his brother's son.
神叫他从乌尔出来，他也把罗德带出来。
So God asked Abraham to leave Ur. He also brought along with him Lot.
亚伯兰下埃及，得到很多财物。
Lot came to the land of Canaan, Egypt, and have a lot of possessions.
他也把他得到的分了很多给罗德。
In the same way, Abraham gave a lot of his possessions to Lot.
其实一切都是亚伯兰的。
As a matter of fact, all that he had belongs to Abraham.
亚伯兰爱这个侄儿，好像爱自己儿子，因为亚伯兰没儿子。
Abraham loved Lot just like his own, because he did not have a son by his own.
好了，现在两个家庭。
So now they have two different families.
都有很多牛羊。
They all have livestock.
在这个地方啊，伯特利的爱中间啊，他们都要放羊。
So over at this place called Bethel, they will have to shepherd the lambs.
要吃草，要水井。
So they need the pastures. They need the wells of water.
如果每人只有五只羊，那我看也不需要草了。
And if they only have five lambs, they don't need to fight over the pasture.
如果每人有五千只，那就有的草了。
If every one of them have 5,000livestock, then they will have to fight for a resource.
人就是这样，没什么钱的，没有什么好吵的。有钱多了，物质多了，就有吵架的机会啊。
This is the truth about men. If there's something that is in conflict of benefit, people will fight for it.
好了，那两方的牧人在吵架了。
So these two group of people had a fight.
好了，如果是你要怎么样来解决你跟亲族之间这个利益的冲突？
If this were you, how do you resolve this kind of conflict between your relatives?
或者是你跟你很好朋友中间的这个利益的冲突？
Or maybe this conflict exists between your good friends.
好，那当然你可以评理啊，你可以讲道理。
Of course, you may try to reason it.
你可以跟罗德说，如果你是亚伯兰，你可以说，哎，我是老大嘛，我是长辈啊。
And perhaps you may rationalize it by saying that, you know what, Abraham, I am the elder person.
你怎么可以跟我争呢？
And how can you fight with me?
你的都是我给你的。
You know what? All you had was given by me.
这个一般人可能用这种想法, 讲理由。
People in general will probably rationalize it this way.
讲辈分。
And to talk about their seniority.
那罗德也可以这样讲。
And Lot can also say it this way.
你给了我的就是我的了。
And it belongs to me after you gave it to me.
你的羊是要吃草, 我的羊也是要吃草。
And your livestock has needs to pasture same as mine.
那怎么办呢?
And so what can we do?
好, 亚伯兰有智慧。
But then Abraham had this wisdom.
那我们看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
亚伯兰就对罗德说, 你我不可以相争。
So Abraham said to Lot, please let there be no strife between you and me.
你的牧人跟我的牧人也不可以相争。
And between my herdsmen and your herdsmen.
因为我们是骨肉。
For we are brethren.
哇, 亚伯兰真的是神所拣选的人。
Abraham is truly the one that has been chosen by God.
啊, 他心中有神的爱。
He has the love of God in his heart.
他很爱这个侄儿。
He loved his own nephew.
啊, 不单只爱到可以救他的命。
Not only he loved him, he can save his life.
他也可以爱他爱到说利益的关系我可以放下。
And he loved him till the extent that he can give up his own benefit.
在亚伯兰的眼中, 只有一样是最重要的。
In the eyes of Abraham, there's only one single thing that is most important.
就是我们之间的亲情。
It's the relationship, the intimacy of their relationship.
亚伯兰说, 我们是兄弟啊, 骨肉的原文是我们是兄弟啊。
Abraham told him that for we are brethren.
他不是说我是你长辈。
And he never said that I am your senior.
他说我们是有骨肉之情, 我们是兄弟来的。
And he said that we are brethren.
啊, 第九节。
At verse 9.
遍地都不在你眼前吗? 请你离开我, 你向左, 我就向右, 你向右, 我就向左。
Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If you take the left, then I will go to the right. Or if you go to the right, then I will go to the left.
你看亚伯兰是怎么样来解决这个问题?
Look at how Abraham resolved this matter.
第一,大原则, 亲情最重要, 钱不是最重要。
The greatest principle of all is to protect this relationship with Lot. Anything else will be less important.
第二就是用神的话语的这个原则。
And the second principle is to base everything on the words of God.
在冲突的关头,
In this point of conflict, he never fights for his own benefit.
你来选,
you choose first.
哇, 要分家也是难免的。
And it is inevitable for them to be separated.
那你来选,
so you pick first.
啊, 你去哪里, 我就去别的地方。
If you pick this place, I will go somewhere else.
我不会跟你争的。
I will never fight over you.
所以你看亚伯兰的气度气量有多大。
And look at how generous and how generous that Abraham was.
他不求自己的益处。
He never seek after for his own benefit.
结果圣经接下来的故事我们都知道了。
And then we all know the end result of it.
罗德很不客气，第十节。
And Lot was Never, he never held back.
第十节，罗德举目看见约旦河全平原，直到所尔，都是滋润的。那地在耶和华未灭所多玛俄摩拉以前，是如同神的园子，也像埃及。Verse
11. Then Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan. The Lot journeyed east, and they separated from each other.
哇，所以你看，罗德就很不客气。
And look at Lot, he never held back.
有利益, 哎, 我先选, 既然你给我选了, 我就选了。
And if you have the benefit, he will always be the first one to go after.
亚伯兰说, 没有关系, 你拿, 你要什么, 你拿。
Abraham says, well, go ahead, you pick first.
亲情最重要。
And what's most important is their relationship.
我们不可以吵架。
And we should not have strife.
就是因为这样子。
It is all because of that.
神大大的祝福亚伯兰。
And God has immensely blessed Abraham.
罗德一走, 神马上向亚伯兰显现。
And after Lot separated from him, God appeared to Abraham.
神跟亚伯兰说,
And God told Abraham,
你看, 前后左右, 东南西北, 你自己看。
Look there, from the east, south, and the west.
你看得到的, 我都是给你。
Everything that you could see, I will give them all to you.
还有你的子孙会很多。
And also, you will be filled with all descendants.
所以这个就是爱是不求自己的益处。
This is so-called love that never seek its own.
啊, 你不求自己的益处, 反而神帮你求益处。
If you do not seek for your own benefit, God will help you.
你为自己求益处, 神就不帮你求益处。
If you seek after for your own benefit, then God will never help you.
有时候啊，你为自己争啊、吵啊，得到一点点呢，你失去更多。
At times you try to fight for a bit of benefit, but at the end you lost even more.
亲情失去了。
And you lost your relationship.
朋友失去了。
And you lost your friends.
心中的平安也失去了。
And you lost the peace in you.
就说你抢到那一点点有什么用？
And even though you gain that little tiny bit, what's the use of it?
神给你的祝福可能也失去了。
And maybe even the blessings of God will be omitted.
有一个真实的故事。
And there's a true story.
这很久很久以前。
And it happened very long time ago.
有一个爸爸有两个儿子。
There was a father who had two sons.
爸爸死了，那爸爸的家产就分给这两个儿子。
After the father died, the inheritance were given to the sons.
那爸爸的田地只有两大块的田。
And so the father had two big pieces of land.
一块是平地的田。
And one piece of land is a plain.
一块呢是山坡地的田。
And the other piece of land is hilly.
平地的田啊，又平平的，又肥。
And then the piece of land that is a plain is fertile.
山坡地呢比较平，比较平直，也地也是不平，所以价值都没有那么高。
And then the hilly land of piece of land worthless.
但是那爸爸死了，没有交代怎么分。
So after the father died, he did not have any will of it.
哥哥就跟弟弟说了。
So then, the elder brother told the younger one.
他说这样子好了，我们来分一分。
And he said, "Why don't we do this? Let's divide it up."
那我比较会耕田，平的那一块就我来耕就好了。
I know how to plant in the field, so the flatter one or the plain that should belong to me.
山坡那块风景也不错，不如你接受那一块好不好？
And the one that is quite hilly, it has good views on it. Why don't you take that?
哥哥觉得弟弟笨啊。
And the elder brother thought that this younger brother was stupid.
就给他这个建议。
So he came up with this recommendation.
弟弟也不是真的是笨。
But then the younger brother was not stupid either.
但是他是基督徒。
Because he was, he is a Christian.
不想跟哥哥在这个事情上面吵。
And he did not want to fight over, with this matter with his brother.
那哥哥你觉得这样好，就这样子吧。
So then the younger brother said, if elder brother you think that this is a good way, let's so be it.
不要为这个事吵架。
So we should not fight over these matters.
大家都觉得弟弟太笨了。
So everyone thought that the younger brother was stupid.
平的地要肥的当然是比较好啊，值钱啊。
And the flatter ones, that is more fertile, is worth more.
山坡地能够种什么好东西
？What kind of things can you plant on the hilly land?
地点又不好。
And it's not a good spot.
弟弟说没有关系，没有关系。
And the younger brother said it doesn't matter.
那就很安分了。
So then, he kept to his own.
过了不多年之后。
And after several years.
政府要在这个村庄盖路啊。
And then the government wanted to build streets and roads on the village.
要经过那个山坡开路。
So the streets were the plan were to run a road through the piece of land.
还要征收他的土地。
And then the government has to buy his land.
要出很好的价钱。
Of course, there was a good price that has been given to him.
反正弟弟因为这样子，他就得到很多的财富。
And that's how the younger brother has obtain a lot.
哥哥那一块的还在那一边，还是只能够种农作物而已，没有价值，没有增加。
And then the piece of land that was owned by the elder brother did not worth anything at all.
这个就是跟亚伯兰跟罗德的是一样。
It is the same in the instance of Abraham.
如果在冲突的面前
，before this conflict，
你为自己争取最大的利益
，if you fight with your own effort for your benefit，
也许你可以争得到。
Maybe you can earn something.
像罗德他争到了。
Just like Lot, he actually gained something.
但是他失去了什么？
But what's the thing that he has lost?
亲情。
That he lost the good relationship with Abraham.
那个信仰。
And he lost his faith.
神的祝福。
And he lost the blessings of God.
到最后全家的命，很多都所有的财产都随着索多玛、俄摩拉的被消灭都没有了。
And consequently, his possession and also his family members have been destroyed in the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以圣经其实告诉我们。
And the Bible tells us this.
物质的看得见的东西不是最重要。
Anything that is material that we can visualize is not the most important.
亲人亲情，大家的关系比较重要。
And our family members, the relationship between our friends are the most important.
所以对物质上来说，我们当然不求自己的益处。
Materially, of course, we are not seeking for our own.
因为弟兄姐妹、亲戚都是有亲密的关系。
Because we do have intimate relationship with our brothers and sisters as well as our family members.
这个不求自己的益处，不单只是指着钱财啊，物质上的而已。
But to not seek for its own does not only pinpointing on seeking after money.
我们来看主耶稣怎么样说。
Let's look at how the Lord Jesus said.
马太福音的16章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 16.
马太的16章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter
16,
verse
24.
Gospel of Matthew chapter 16, verse
24.
Then Jesus said to his disciple, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。
For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
神的道理啊，跟世界的道理都是相反的。
The words of God is always the opposite of the teachings of the world.
世界的道理就是你越要成功，你就要得到越多。
The teaching of the world is about to be successful, you need to gain all the more in the world.
你得到越多，大家看你就越成功。
The more you obtain, the more successful that you will be.
所以我们这个时代所看重的，大家所崇拜的人都是自我的，还有拥有很多的。
In this time and era, the person that we look up to are the people who have the most.
还有懂很多的。
And also the people who know the most.
还有自我的价值很强大的。
And also people who have very strong opinions of themselves.
你看在网络上面那些分享那些视频啊，访问谁啊，那些成功的商人啊，怎么鼓励人，都是靠自己的。
And look at the internet, there are how many characters are there having influential words for others.
但是神的道的刚好相反。
But then the words of God are just the opposite.
你要得到更多。
If you want to receive more,
你就要放弃更多。
Then you have to let go more.
这个得到的更多是神的属灵的我，还有神的平安跟福气。
And the things that you will receive is the peace and also blessings of God.
还有神的生命。
And also the life of God.
你要得到，你一定要先放下。
In order to receive, you must first let go.
甚至你要放弃你自己。
Even at the point you have to abandon yourself.
有一次我跟一个年轻人讲话。
And there was once I had a conversation with a young person.
这个年轻人挺聪明的。
And this young person was very smart.
还不是我们教会的信徒。
And he was not a member of ours.
这个亲戚带他来教会一阵子。
And one of my relatives brought him to the church for a while.
他要来听道理。
And he came to church and listened to the sermons.
那我就问他。
Then I asked him.
我说年轻人，你来教会一阵子了，你听道理也听了不少，那你觉得怎么样？
And I asked him, you know, you have been in church for quite a while. How do you feel?
我问他说，你明不明白？
Or I asked, do you actually understand?
他说我明白。
And he said, well, I understand.
我说哦，明白就好。第二个问题，有没有要受洗？
And then I said, well, since you understand, are you willing to be baptized?
有没有要相信？
Or you are willing to believe?
他就沉默了5秒钟。
And then he was silent for a few seconds.
我在观察他。
And then I observed.
然后他慢慢地讲。
Then he slowly said.
他说如果我要信主。
And he said, if I were to believe in the Lord.
我要放弃很多东西。
There are so many things that I have to give up.
他都没有讲下去了。
And he did not go on.
我也没有问下去。
Then I did not pursue on.
我只是说，哎，那你知道你要放弃东西哦。
Then I just said, well, you know that you have to give up on many things.
哎，真的，我们有没有想过，你如果要得到神的生命？
But it's so true that have we ever thought that we need to give up so many things?
你要放弃很多东西啊。
We have to give up a lot of things to believe in Him.
这个是什么东西？
What are those things?
不是你的电视、电脑，或者是你的财产。
It is not about your possessions, your TV, your computer.
你要放下你自己啊。
You have to give up yourself.
所以这是主耶稣所说的。
It's just likened to what the Lord Jesus has said.
你要来跟从我。
You must follow me.
你要先想想你能不能放下你自己。
Think about yourself. Are you able to give yourself up?
自己的想法。
And you have to think your own way.
自己的价值观。
And you have to give up your own philosophy.
自己看为对的事情。
And you have to give up on things that you thought are right.
你完全把它放下。
All of such that you have to give up.
这样你才能够跟随主。
Under these kind of criterion, can you follow the Lord Jesus?
今天有时候我们人与人之间的关系为什么那么紧张？
Today, why do you find tensions between people?
家庭啊，夫妻之间也好。
And even for couples in a family.
或者父母跟儿女之间。
Or even between parents and children.
我们常常都是很强调我们自己的感觉。
We often stress on our own feeling.
是不是？我今天心情不好，我就不理你。
Today, if I don't feel well, I just don't want to talk to you.
你对我不好，我就不想理你。
And if you don't treat me well, I just don't want to care about you.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But then the Bible tells us.
爱是不求自己的益处。
Love is not to seek its own.
就算你对我没有益处。
That if you do not bring about benefit to me.
就算你现在伤害了我的感情。
Even though if you hurt me.
你讲了这句话。
Even if you hurt me with the words that you said,
你对我失望，我对你失望。
Even if you let me down,
但是我要放下这些情绪。
But then I have to give up all these emotions that I have.
我还是要爱你。
I still insist to love you.
因为我是在跟随主。
Because I'm following Jesus.
这个就是非常难做到。
This is the most difficult thing to do.
但是也是必须要做到。
But then this is the very thing that we have to do.
爱就是不求自己的益处。
Love is not to seek its own.
再来看这个以弗所书里面讲的很有意思。
And please turn to the book of Ephesians. We'd like to read a very interesting verse.
以弗所书的第五章讲到了夫妻的关系。
Ephesians chapter 5 talk about the relationship of a couple.
其实夫妻的关系就是反映你跟神的关系。
Relationship between husband and wife reflects or symbolizes the relationship between you and God.
我们看五章的二十五节。
Let's read chapter 5, verse 25.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
要用水借着道把教会洗净。成为圣洁，可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会，毫无皱纹、玷污等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
That he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, verse 27. That he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having a spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish.
要学习舍己啊。在最好的功课就是从家里开始学习。
To not seek your own, the most basic homework that you should practice is at home.
你不用去别的地方学，在家里就开始学。
You don't need to learn it from anywhere else, but start from your family.
在家里如果学不好，在哪里也学不好。
If you are not able to achieve it in your family, you will never succeed in anywhere else.
那圣经里面最需要学舍己的一个家庭里面的是谁？
So who's the most, who's the one in the family that needs to learn on this topic, not to seek its own the most?
就是我们做丈夫的弟兄们。
This is for the husbands.
就是圣经说的。
The brothers.
保罗透过神的话语告诉我们，你们做丈夫，就是我们这些做丈夫的人。
And this is told by Paul, and it's said in the Bible that husbands.
你每天问一个问题，有没有为你的太太舍己？
And if you ask every day, as a husband, have you ever spared for your wife every day?
你说什么叫舍己？我娶个老婆要来服侍我的，怎么舍己？
And how do you let yourself go in this way?
我的老婆
am I marrying someone just to sacrifice for her?
我娶老婆要讨我喜欢的。
And I marry because I want my wife to please me.
如果你这样的心态要娶老婆，那就错了。
And if you have this kind of attitude, it will be the wrong kind of attitude to marry.
这样的心态要去带领你的家庭就错了。
If you have this kind of attitude leading your family, it will be wrong.
圣经说，做丈夫的你要舍己。
The Bible says that as a husband, you need to sacrifice yourself for your wife.
就是不能自私。
That you cannot be selfish.
今天很多弟兄，有一些人结了婚之后还是很自私。
Today, there are many brothers, after marrying, they are still very selfish.
如果怎么知道丈夫有没有自私呢？
And how do you know your husband is selfish?
圣经告诉我们一个方法。
And the Bible tells us this way, the way that you can tell.
圣经说了，如果基督很爱教会，舍己的爱，太太会越来越漂亮。
And the Bible says that if Christ also loved the church, just like we love our wives, she will become more and more beautiful.
这个基督就是丈夫嘛, 刚开始爱教会的时候, 教会是很多皱纹啊, 很多病啊。
Before Christ loved the church, the church is full of wrinkles.
好了，基督拣选教会了。
So after Christ chose the church,
爱他了。
And then Christ loved the church.
舍己了。
And then Christ spared his life for the church.
这个太太会变得越来越漂亮。
And then this wife or the church will gradually become more and more good looking.
我一说到漂亮，姐妹就开心了，谁不喜欢漂亮？
When I said good looking to the sisters, they all love to listen because everyone loves to be beautiful.
这个漂亮不是去整形啊，涂很多粉啊，那种漂亮，买衣服那种漂亮。
The beauty that I'm talking about is not about cosmetic surgery or about cosmetics that you wear on.
如果一个太太得到丈夫的关爱，
if a wife that has been loved by her husband,
她很满足，
and she must be very fulfilled.
你会发觉，哎，这个姐妹之后结了婚之后越来越漂亮。
And you will discover that this sister, after marrying, will become more and more beautiful.
虽然她年纪有增加,
even though she may age,
但是呢, 整体来说呢, 诶, 你觉得她好像真的比较漂亮,
but overall,
爱那种满足啊。
But overall, you can find that the person is filled with the love and then looks beautiful.
如果结婚之后，太太越来越，别人称赞你太太说，哎，怎么越来越开心，越来越漂亮，那丈夫成功了。
And if someone were to comment that your wife, after marrying, becoming more beautiful, then the husband should be commended.
但是如果丈夫很自私,
and if the husband is ever so selfish,
在家里没有舍己,
and at home, he never sacrificed himself.
那太太结了婚之后呢，反而没精打采的, 常常都悠悠愁愁的,
and the wife is always very tired and exhausted.
那别人说，哎呀，怎么才结婚了一年，好像老了十年，但是又不敢讲。
And then people may find that the wife suddenly become 10 years older.
Wow, 这个就是要检讨，丈夫要检讨。
And then the husband will have to examine himself.
所以正圣经也给我们这个道理。
So the Bible teaches this way.
做弟兄，做丈夫的，天天要问自己有没有舍己。
As a husband, as a brother, you have to question yourself whether you have sacrificed today.
来照顾你的家庭，照顾你的妻子。
Have you ever tried to take care of your family as well as your wife?
这个丈夫的舍己啊，有一个我碰到一个例子，真的很感动。
And there was an example I was very touched.
有一个弟兄啊。
And there was a brother.
他到了结婚的年龄。
And he was approaching the age for marriage.
他喜欢一个姐妹。
And he really liked the sister.
他就回去跟他爸爸讲。
So then he went home and told his father.
爸爸也很开心的说，啊，那你想要结婚了，那你的想要结婚的对象是谁啊？
Then the father was very pleased to learn that his son wanted to get married. So he asked her, he asked him that, who is this sister?
哦，弟兄就说，是某某姐妹。
And then this brother told the father, it's so-and-so's sister.
哎，爸爸一听，没讲话。
And then after the father know who that sister was, he was silent.
沉默了很久。
And he was silent very long.
就问这个儿子啊, 你想清楚了吗?
Then the father asked his son, have you thought of it carefully?
为什么爸爸这样问?
And why did the father ask him so?
因为弟兄很优秀。
Because this father, this son, or this brother is an excellent brother.
无论是家庭的背景。
Regardless of his family background,
外面的工作,
regardless of his career,
他的才华,
regardless of his talent,
都应该在教会里面可以找到一个非常优秀跟他一样差不多水平的。
People would have thought that he would found somebody who can be equal to him,
他喜欢的,
to his status.
他说要结婚的对象很平凡。
But then the person or the sisters that he liked was very ordinary.
常常身体好像不怎么好。
Or even sometimes this sister may be sick.
脸色有什么也不是很好。
And her face does not look very well.
那爸爸就问他。
And then the father asked him,
你为什么会选他?
Why did you choose this sister?
这个儿子就跟爸爸说了。
And then this brother told his father,
爸爸, 这个姐妹啊, 她的身世, 她蛮可怜的。
You know, father, this sister has a very tragic past.
她父母啊, 从小就不在。
And then she lost both her parents since she was young.
是一个孤儿。
And she was an orphan.
那虽然这边在收养。
Even though she has been adopted.
但是呢, 她从小也缺乏爱。
But since her young days, she is lack of love.
我看她身体也不怎么很好。
And I saw her, she was not healthy.
如果是我能够去照顾她,
you know, if I have this chance to take care of her,
应该是神要我去做的事情。
I believe that is the will of God.
我也想要去爱她,
and I wanted to love her and take care of her.
哦, 爸爸这样一听到,
and the father was very touched after listening to him.
既然是你自己的选择,
and since this is your own choice,
你要去照顾一个人一辈子,
and you have to take care of this person every day of your life.
那爸爸支持你,
and as a father, I support you.
哇, 结果结了婚之后, 这个弟兄非常爱他的太太,
and after marriage, this brother indeed loved the sister very dearly.
虽然他的太太的五官没有改变,
even though the sister's facial complexion never changed after marriage,
身体也出了一些状况,
and then she also had some health problems.
也曾经开过刀,
and she also had some surgery.
但是你可以看到这个太太啊, 被她丈夫真的无条件的这样爱, 照顾, 她越来越美满, 越来越幸福。
But you know that this sister, in her face, she could show that the kind of happiness and joy after being taken care of by the husband.
可以说真的是越来越幸福的感觉。
And more and more, they are becoming more fortunate.
一个很幸福的家庭。
And it is quite a fortunate family.
因为有神的爱在他们里面。
It is all because of the love of God that exists in the family.
那妻子呢，也是要学习要放下自己啊。
And as wives or sisters, you must also let yourself go. Please turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. Chapter 5, verse
22.
Wives, submit to your own husband as to the Lord.
23.
For the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the savior of the body.
所以爱对太太来说也不要求自己的益处。
Therefore, in terms of love, wives cannot seek for her own benefit.
这个年代越来越女性主义抬头。
In this time and era, women are more and more prone to seek after woman rights.
越来越强调平权，性别平权。
And more and more, they stress on gender equality.
大家都去上班, 大家都赚钱。
Everybody goes to work, everybody makes money.
甚至太太赚得比先生多。
Even at the point where the wife makes more money than the husband.
太太在公司里面也是经理, 也是管别人的。
And the wife may be a manager in a company.
在学校里面当老师, 去念别人的。
And also, or maybe they are a teacher in a school, teaching many.
但是你回到家里也要放下自己啊。
But as you come back to family, as you return to the family, you must give yourself up.
他是你的丈夫啊。
Because he is your husband.
虽然能力比你低。
Even though he may not have much ability than you have.
赚钱比你少。
Or even he may be making less money than you do.
但是他还是你丈夫。
But then, after all, he is still your husband.
神给你的工作就是要尊重他，去帮助他。
The work that God has given you is to take care of your husband.
所以爱不是求自己的益处。
Love is not about seeking for your own benefit.
是在乎别人的益处。
It is all about seeking the benefit of others.
大家都在这样想的时候。
And if everyone were to think about it this way,
神的爱在一个家庭里面就很美好。
And this love of God will be wonderful to have in a family.
不强调自己，不争取自己。
You never stress about yourself. You never fight for your own benefit.
有时候有什么拿出来讨论，聆听。
And sometimes you can have a meaningful discussion about things.
所以我觉得保罗真的有神的爱，神的灵在他里面感动他。
And Paul did have the inspiration of God in him to say these words.
你想求自己的益处吗？
And will you be looking for your own benefit?
你真的想得到最大的益处吗？
Would you like to receive the best benefit?
你就先放下自己的益处。
You must first give yourself up.
然后去寻求你所爱的人的益处。
And then to look after the benefits of the ones that you love.
神最后就会给你最大的益处。
Eventually, God will give you the best benefit.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
332首。
Please sing him 332.